Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of the room.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 46 of the TCG Cast. I am your host, Lord Yoshiro, and after lots of technical issues, we're finally recording. And it's been quite the day. But we are here. We have great episode for you guys. A big update on the TCGO. We're going to discuss that. That's going to be our main topical beach. But before that, I definitely need to introduce my wonderful, outstanding, and not to mention incredibly patient co-host. First, some say that he was able to count to infinity twice. It's Sublime Manic.
I can actually count to infinity plus one, little did you know.
Ooh, look at that. Too power. Too much power. And also with us today, some say that he doesn't have deja vu. Deja vu has him. It is R Sigma.
Beep, boop, beep. Error, error.
How are you guys doing today, other than extremely tired because it's very late and you guys were waiting on my technical support to be done, but we're here. What have you guys been up to, Sublime?
Work, and lots of it.
Yeah, same here. It's been a long February. It's the first February, even though it's 28 days. It just feels like it's 100.
It's spring just break is coming up, so it's all good.
Yep. It's just been crazy. What about you, Sigma? What have you been up to?
Let's see. In Pokemon, I've been playing the Volcanion revised list, which is essentially just Volcanion with some Cynthias thrown in, because that's a majority of what the decks are right now.
Yes. In fact, I saw that Volcanion hit the top 8 down in the recent regional that we have.
Yep, that's the list I was using.
Nice.
Just one little Ho-Oh sitting there, but the two Cynthias there. It's nice to be in a meadow with Cynthias and not ends, as many ends.
That's true. Although I wasn't expecting Cynthia to change N. I rather expected Sycamore to be replaced by Cynthia, but
it depends on the deck, but it's like replacing one of each usually or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely be interesting. Although one might say it might not be that interesting, since we've seen a lot of Soto Arc in every single tournament. It's kind of ridiculous. It's starting to feel kind of like Night March. The only difference that is I can see, at least, is that at least there's different versions of Soto Arc. It's Soto Arc and whatever side you want.
Yeah, there's choices.
So Soto Arc is your main dish, but then you can choose whatever side you want, and that's cool in a way. But I am getting kind of tired of seeing Soto Arc left and right. So let's see how the meta changes regarding that. It's something. Now let's go ahead and jump to the news. We have a couple of things to discuss. So let's go ahead and drop it. Feel the sun in your eyes and the sand underneath your feet, because we are here at Topical Beach. Now, we're not just here on vacation. We are hard at work discussing the new update. Big coat of paint that was put on the PTCGO, Pokemon Trading Card Game Online. This is, of course, the number one tool/games that us trainers use to play TCG Online. And it had a big update. Lots of changes. Now, these weren't overall universally good, appreciated. So we're here to discuss what we like, what we don't like. So what things happen? Well, let's start with a few things. What are they trying to do? What does Pokemon intend to do? So they try to bring all booster packs and team decks from all expansions to the shop. We've been waiting for that. We've been waiting for a streamlining tournament by removing the weekly rotation and improving rewards. This is fantastic. They've been improving the versus ladder rewards and more with more trainer tokens, which is great. Tournament tickets and booster packs, and improve the daily versus rewards. Once you log in, you will see that you will get a different animation. Now, let's start with a very simple, that little sound every time you log in that tells you that you have a pending daily login price that you have. I say it's less annoying now. Still annoying, but it's a little less so. What do you guys think about that big when you log in, the shimming, the sounds that it brings? Sublime.
I play with most of the whole program muted, so I don't care.
Why don't we all just be Sublime? I do not understand. Sigma, what about you?
It definitely looks prettier when you log in and get your daily sign-on bonus.
It does. I like the new format as well. When you click on it, it will give you a real big what you're gaining right now, what is if you, the next following days, what you have. It's a lot clearer. It's a lot better. It just looks a lot more polished. I think it is the right thing to say. Now, in terms of the shop had major updates. One of the things that I enjoyed the most. Sublime, want to take over what changes have happened in the shop for the PCG?
For sure. So as of right now, if you go into the shop, you can buy any booster pack or theme deck from XY forward, and that's base XY. And there are plans to implement all of the Black and White series, and even as far back as the Heart, Gold, Soul, Silver series of booster packs and theme decks in a future update as well. Yes. And because of that, they are no longer using the sale of the week.
Yeah.
Where they would have something from an archive, because it's all for sale all the time. And I'm really excited about this, because when I got into the Pokemon card game, it was around the Plasma era, like the very last tailwind of Black and White. Yeah. And I felt like I'm never going to be able to get these cards or use them. And this is why I've never really been into Expanded until fairly recently. And I invested in Standard because it's like, okay, if I start collecting cards starting with X and Y, eventually the format's going to rotate to what I have. But like, this is giving all of those people who are like, oh, I wish I had an Emboar. Oh, I wish I had a, not Electros, it's the...
He's actually in a theme deck too.
You're right, it is. But it's impossible to find, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? There was all these like fantastic cards for certain formats that you just cannot access. And I think this is a fabulous decision.
It really is. But it does make me wonder, do you guys think that this will have any real effect into the economy that is PTCGO? As you guys know, much of the transactions are done by trading boosters for cards. Now, the fact that we have now all boosters available to purchase, do you guys think that might actually make a change? Sigma, what do you think?
I mean, for a format like Legacy, where you want junk arms, and I think that's an uncommon, like, it probably affects those a little more. Like, rare uncommons, like, say, Burbank City.
Hypnotoxic like Dark Patch, Razor. I assume.
Like, I don't know what it would do to affect, like, say, the rarer cards, like, what is it? The items that you can only use one of in your deck.
Ace Trainers.
Yeah, Ace Specs, I'm not sure how it would affect those, but you can always get to purchase those packs eventually to try to get those Ace Specs, because computer search is ungodly expensive on this.
It's just ridiculously expensive. Do you guys think that at some point through our lifetime, we will see them starting to promote individual cards? Sublime.
In our lifetime, yes.
Well, I'm exaggerating. But do you think that they will ever actually say, like, yes, we're going to start selling because I know they can't put, like, every individual card, because that one, then what's the point of having boosters? But at least what I like that they actually
Yes, but it won't be the cards you want.
Exactly. Like, having... Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, the promo cards I expect to see showing up in the shop still.
Yeah.
But they said they're finishing their weekly shop bundles, which I assume is the ones where you can get, like, a Feraligatr Prime with two Heart Gold and Soul Silver packs. It's like, yeah.
Whatever. That's what I was thinking. It's like something like that, like every week they will have three different singles that you can buy. I would like to see something try to bundle. Like that.
They'll try to bundle those in with cards, and I guess they're done doing that since you can just buy all the boosters all the time.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
It does.
Although they could still do that with promos.
Yeah, like they still have the Regirock promo in right now for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, for the versus.
The one unaffected. No, it's the one that's unaffected by your opponent's trainer cards.
Oh.
That Regirock, it's a promo.
Oh, yes.
Shows up every now and then to, like, Ninja Boy something out after setting it up because they can't fly Xander / Guzma it out, beat it up, so.
So, overall, though, what do you guys think of these updates? This shop update, do you guys like it? Do you have any cons, Sublime?
I'm a fan of the shop update. I think that was the best implemented part.
I really do think so myself. What about you, Sigma?
Yeah, I definitely like that we're getting all the boosters all the time. Because waiting for like a rotation for boosters, it's like, oh, look, now is my chance to get these boosters. It's like, no.
Yeah. Exactly. Plus, it gives more meaning to the coins that you're gaining in the game. It actually gives you like more reasons why to collect those and why to go in and just shop to your drop.
Yeah.
Now, shops are not the only thing that got updated. No. We got tournaments, and that's just where people might be a little bit so-so. Sigma, take it away.
All right. So, tournament changes. Tournaments for Standard, Expanded, and Theme are now always available. Tournament booster pack rewards are now always random, but include significant additional trainer token rewards. For example, first place rewards for a standard 8-ticket tournament event now will include 6 random booster packs from a standard expansion and 400 trainer tokens. With those trainer tokens, you can immediately go to the shop and get 2 boosters from whatever expansion you are interested in. Legacy format tournaments and tournaments for token entry have been discontinued due to low participation. It is never fun to sit in a tournament queue, only to wait and wait and never having the needed 8 people to start.
Yeah.
These may return in the future once we see how the changes impact the game.
So I think that's the part where people might be a little off. Legacy's out the table. And honestly, Legacy seems to have quite the fandom I didn't even know it had.
You might call it that. I don't know.
What do you think so? What? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see people yelling out the...
Oh no, not Legacy!
like that. I mean, exactly. It's a weird format that you need cards from Heart Gold and Soul Silver to play, and like, not that many people are around with them. Like, you usually have to trade for those, so...
Yeah. But again, we are going to enter in a way... The shop updates would allow eventually have Heart Gold and Soul Silver series boosters, and now we don't have Legacy to play with. Kind of seem ironic in a way that now we're going to get those cards that were hard to find originally, but we're going to take away the reason why you would want them. I think that's the mismatch people are saying. It's like, well, great, now we didn't play Legacy because we didn't really have access to these old boosters. Now you're giving us access to those boosters, but you're taking away the reason why we want them.
You mean you can still play on the versus ladder with them, but, you know...
Get on PTCGO, is the first thing you do jump in a tournament? Because that's not what I do.
Oh, no, definitely not. But it is a good way to grab a lot more tokens, grab, you know, more boosters than regular versus.
Well, it used to be, I feel with this change, here's the thing.
Yeah, the change
is... I put money down to get the cards that I need, because... Yeah. Yeah, because I don't play in person, so I don't spend money on physical cards. I spend it for the codes, right? Mm-hmm. So I can get whatever cards I need. But if you are a completely free-to-play player, and you know I'm all about power to the people, tournaments are how you get the boosters to trade as currency.
Yeah.
If they're not giving boosters at all anymore, The boosters you buy in the store cannot be traded.
No. They're giving 6 boosters still. But they're random now.
They're random, yes.
And that's going to make it a lot harder for a free-to-play player
to have
currency to trade for what they want.
Yeah. Last night I played through two tournaments, though. I lost the first round in one because I was Volcanion versus the Green Ninja deck. So, you know, that doesn't go well. But the second tournament I won. And that's how I found out this update even happened, was because I got like 2 evolutions packs, a Fates Collide pack.
Not all boosters are created equal.
Yeah. I didn't get either an Ultra Prism, nor did I get a Guardian's Rising, which is very unfortunate because those are the 2 you really want. So
can we talk to the fact that how PTCGO just love giving away evolution packs?
I hate those so much. I can't wait for those to rotate out.
Oh yeah, it's like, why are you? I would prefer literally anything else,
like
other than evolution. I have so like the only good card in that set, in my opinion, is Starmie, and I already have like 18 of those. and from those 18, 17 are non-tradable because it's through those boosters that they just give away for free every time I log in. It's just ridiculous.
You're being so mean to Full Art Brock.
I was going to say, there's Brock's thing. Brock has a card that's something.
He's playing Invicavolt sometimes.
Yeah, it's the only deck right now for the time. Well, that's not fair. It's all the cards. The other decks that might use Brock as well.
But yeah, not getting a guaranteed new boosters is a little disappointing.
It really is. And let's see how it goes. Maybe they will go back. Maybe won't. It depends on, obviously, how players themselves integrate with these new tournament updates and how they're working. Overall, we like the idea that they're now more available. Tournaments, I mean, are constantly available. We don't like the new reward system with the random boost, which is kind of... really not what we want. We want more specific. We want to actually, if we're going to participate in a tournament and we won, I mean, there's, it's even more reason, right? We want something that we expect to be good. I swear, if I participate in a tournament and I get 5 evolutions, I will rage quit. That's just where I draw the line. But overall, the tournament changes are good. Could have been better with the rewards. Some people are complaining that, well now we're going to have hard gold and soul silver, but we weren't going to have the legacy format to be able to play them.
I mean, you lost your token tournament too.
Who is complaining about the legacy format? Like, Bob in his grandmother's basement doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Like,
well,
no.
I only know of one. It's I don't want to throw his name under the bus, but the first letter of his name is G, and the second letter is Ader.
I love Gator. And if Gator wants legacy, I want him to have all the legacy he wants. But was he really playing tournament?
I have no idea, honestly. I only heard him complain.
Don't you just jump on the versus ladder? Like,
I mean, you couldn't. Like,
because here's the thing. If you're playing tournaments for the purpose of getting prizes, you're going to do a different format so you have a faster queue in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And if you want to play legacy because you enjoy the format, you can still do that. So,
yep. I mean,
the real loss is the token tournaments.
Yeah,
because those were fun for streams, but whatever.
Yeah. Now, moving on, we also had a big revamp on the daily versus rewards. What was that?
I said, Will. I believe it'll start taking effect next set of daily versus, or
it's still the standard ladder. It hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
the versus ladder update will be happening soon.
There was an update not recently, which is maybe what I'm confusing with the fact that now there's a few changes, such as we can now finally see each tier of the reward ladder instead of having to play through the whole thing to figure out what was your second tier prizes, which I felt that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now you can actually go and click on the first star, 2-star, 3-stars, and watch and see what goodies are waiting for you in the next tiers. Right now, where we have a full out Brock in the 3rd tier as the final reward. So it's really good to be able to see that. Now these new changes that haven't happened yet. Trainer token amount in a daily versus rewards will be increased. With everything coming to the shop, it will now be easier to turn trainer tokens into booster packs that you want to expand your collection. Now, there's some special challenges. These use special time-limited challenges that are being re-evaluated. We do not have plans. They do not have plans to run them in the near future. Daily challenges are not changing, and you will see those continue. So you will still have those. Hey, defeat three games with water types, or do amount of damage with psychic types, and so forth. Those are still there, but these special time-limited changes will be re-evaluated. And then the versus saddle ladder itself, there will be changes to the versus reward system in the future. Those changes have not been specifically indicated as of right now. Now, guys, overall, this update, what do you guys think? Sublime.
Overall, I think it's good, and I'm happy with it.
It was needed. What about you, Sigma?
I like the more coins. I like the availability of boosters. I don't like the tournament reward change, but whatever. Yeah. Net positive, I suppose.
definitely net positive. Now, here's my question, though. What is still missing? What changes do you really want to see in the PTCGO that just did not arrive in this update, but you're still looking forward to them? Sublime.
What I want will never happen, so I'll just tell you that from the jump. I want the ability to make any deck, whether you own the cards or not, and like maybe just a specific format, kind of like the equivalent of a Pokemon Showdown, but for the TCG.
Oh, I like that idea, and name it something like, what was the game that I used to play? It was an MMO or something.
You can do that. Remember when we went to Nationals for PuckleCon? You could do that.
Yeah, yeah. They gave you
that. We have the technology. They just don't want to give it.
But there was this, I can't remember what game it was. It was this game that I think it was Overwatch. I might be mistaken. That like every future updates, they will have this like separate server that was a test server. In there.
Lots of MMOs, like when they have the playtest server, it'll have like literally anything you can do with your character. Like you can do whatever you want.
So you can test it out and stuff like that. They should have a test server for the PTCGO where it's like, here are all the cards. They're proxies, technically, right?
You don't earn anything from playing with them. But
yeah, exactly. Right. You won't get any rewards. You won't get any standing, any ranking, or anything like that. This is just for you to experiment. Here's the whole list of cards. Experiment and see what works. That's a great idea. Yes.
Give people maybe like 3 games a day, just so it's not the only thing they're doing. But
exactly. Give them limited amount. Yes, correct. It's so
it'd be a good way to test out cards you don't own yet, too.
Exactly. It's a nice way to test cards before you invest in a deck.
Test before you invest. I love that.
Yeah, that's a great update. I really do hope we do see that. What about you, Sigma?
Well, the one thing Magic Online has, which is funny to say because it doesn't have a pretty looking OS, that's for sure, is they have implemented league play, which is kind of cool. Mm. Where you do 5 games and you get rewards based on like how those 5 games do, but you don't have to do them right away. So it's like tournament mode, but without like the waiting between rounds.
Okay. Yeah. I can definitely see that.
Yeah. Something like that would be nice.
I would like one update that I know I might never see is championship points. Give us championship points for some special tournaments. Not all the time, but have an event maybe once a month.
Once every other month, mimics the VGC if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, because we do have, if I'm not mistaken, VGC-wise, we do have ways of getting some points, right?
You do.
It's very hard, but yeah.
It exists. It exists.
Yeah. But yeah, so just give us like our own version of league play, like Sigma said, where you can actually gain some championship points. I think that will be a good thing. Mm-hmm. It will motivate those people that only play to PTCGO if they already have some form of points already on their side. Might motivate them to say, hey, I already have some points, why not just go out there and keep on gaining more points and see if I can reach farther and climb up the ladder. That actually would be a great one that if it could be implemented. Now, that's the end of Topical Beach PTCGO update. It's happened. It's cool, guys. Go ahead and check it out. Do not forget to, if you're playing PTCGO, join me on my streaming days on Mondays, sometimes Wednesdays. I will be there playing. and challenging challenges from you guys, so you guys can just kick my butt every time, anytime you can.
Because you play when you're tired.
Huh?
Because you're playing when you're really tired or drunk. That's how I beat
you. Yeah. Yeah, Sublime's smart. Sublime waits till like I'm already very, very tipsy.
It's like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I guess it's time to play.
Challenge Jashiro. No, it's just the one time I was on and saw you were on, but it happened to be the case.
Now, that is the end of Topical Beach. We're going to move on there now with Deck of the Episode. We're going to read your suggestions and choose the best deck. So we'll be right back.
It is the Deck of the Episode.
And we are back to Deck of the Episode, where you submit your suggestions of Deck of the Episodes. And we will write them. And we will rate them, sorry. And choose which one we like the best after we give you some pointers on each one, of course. So, let's go ahead and start with the first one here, being sent by none other than Doc McStuffles. Doc McStuffles writes in, "Ah, Jashiro and his humble co-hosts, good to be back. Life gets hectic and my spare time for Pokemon becomes sparse. But thank God I got you guys to continuously speak about, pique my interest, and keep me tuned in the TCG. It'll be a dull life without y'all in it. Thank you, Doctor. But enough. This is no time for mushy feelings and that crap. I return to bring you a deck. A good one? Probably not. But what fun would that be if it were? Here are all I've been able to invest in into Ultra Prism so far. As usual, let me know if I need to put in a Lele or a Sodorak, if the boot fits. I present to you Wiggly Wiggly Weavile." I love that he named the deck. I wish you make everyone name their deck now. Every time they mail in, I love that. Wiggly Wiggly Weavile from Dr. McStuffles. Now, I've been a fun way to ruin some people's days. They take two or three prizes, then next thing they know, all the spread damage has caught up with them, and those GX are getting knocked out by one. Mwahaha. You guys, the bomb. Thanks for being great, Doc McStuffles. Thank you, Doc. And here's his deck. Pretty interesting. He has four Weasels. Oh my god. Sneasels, of course. Two from, oh my god, BUS. What was that one?
Burning Shadows.
Two from Ultra Prism. Then we have two Weavile from Ultra Prism. This is the Weavile that does 50 to Pokemon's with ability. Times 50 times each Pokemon with abilities. There we go. And then we have the Weavile from Burning Shadows that is 60 to each Pokemon with ability. So 2 and 2, meaning that's 4 in total of Weavils. And then we have two Murkrows and two Hunchcrows. Hunchcrows, of course, from Guardians Rising. This is the one that does 10 damage for each 10 damage on your opponent's bench, right? If I'm mistaken.
Yeah, for each damage counter, it does 10 extra damage.
Yep. And then there's one Tapu Koko, one Renerade, one Octillery. Let's stop there and talk about the Pokemon right now. What do you guys think? Sublime, let's start with you.
These are dark types, and I like dark types. So, yeah.
Do you think that Octillery is there? It's better than just having Sodorak? I mean, if he's playing already dark, why not?
Yeah, listen. Octillery is a poor man's Zoroark. if you don't have the Zoroark, why not run Octillery?
Yeah.
Octillery is fine.
Sodorak would
it's
be
the people Zoroark.
Do you say that, but Octillery is not that cheap. Has it gone down?
It's not expensive. I mean, what's the price of a Zoroark?
Well, I have no idea.
Zoroark
is 10. Oh, right, because it came in a promo box.
Yeah.
So it kept. Well, that's the way you do it, by the way, Pokemon. That's the way you do it. You put an extremely powerful card, you put in a promo to avoid what happened to Shaymin and Lele. That's how you do it. Anyway, sorry. I got passionate for a second there. Okay, so continuing on the trainers, we have four Ants, three Sycamores, we have one Cynthia, three Guzmas, two Brigettes, one Acerola, one Skyla. Other than that, we got the four Ultra Balls, two Rescue Stretchers, two Crushing Hammers, two Enhanced Hammer, one Evil Soda, one Special Charge, one Multi-Switch, two Field Blowers, three Choice Bands, two Float Stones. The energy is 4 double colorless and 6 darkness.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yes. So basically, we have a lot of disruptors there, and then in the form of crushing hammers and enhanced hammer, getting rid of those energies, making sure to make your opponent's life even more miserable. Since you already are attacking its abilities, meaning that playing those Tapu Leles will be tricky against this deck. Sigma, what do you think? What do you think about this deck?
I actually don't mind it. You probably want a few more Cynthia and like minus one and one Sycamore or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah, we definitely up the Cynthia count in this.
Yeah, Cynthia's good. And you don't really have any reason to throw things out into your discard. So, you know.
I think that it will be nice in this deck is Puff, Poke Puffs.
I wouldn't want any more than one.
Yeah, maybe one, just because if he gets wind that you're doing damage based on abilities, they might start hugging those Tapu Leles and not putting them down, because he knows if he plays the Tapu Leles, he'll just be powering you up. So you might want to have those Poke Puffs available to make sure that you can put those Pokemon, those Tapu Leles down, so you can have more abilities, so you can just create more havoc. That's my two cents in that aspect. All around, I really like this deck. It looks like a lot of fun. In fact, I might have even built this for streaming. So I really like it, Dr. Mustafles. Good job. Now, let's move on to the next one. Sublime, take it away.
All right. So we got a response from 10 Little Men. We love you, 10 Little Men.
10 Little Men's back. Finally.
Hey, Jashiro and TCGtastic co-hosts. 10 Little Men here, leaving my short little TCG mailbag break. I've been on quite a TCG hiatus. You'll love this, guys. In an attempt to protect my poor bank account from harm.
I think the harm was done since the first PuggleCon.
First, you know what? The first step is recognizing there's a problem.
That's the first step of the 12-step
program. And for any listeners who think we're making fun of Little Ted in a malicious manner, he went to PuckleCon and was spending money like it was going out of style. Right? We love Little Man. He's the best. But I've gotten sucked back in, and I'm ready to throw some radical budget decks your way.
Ooh.
The deck list I got for you today can be thrown together for 2 to 3 packs on PTCGO if you already got trainers, so anybody can run it. Nice. I have noticed that when people are new to deck building, they often have a nasty habit of including too many energies. That's how you can tell my deck is the work of a pro. In all seriousness, though, I desperately need to fix my ratios, but this is the current version of the deck at the moment. Let me know if I'm missing any decent items that let me discard the deck really could use more. 20 electronic flip-flops, 10 Little Men skateboarded away.
Nice, 10 Little Men. Good to see you back. I need to see you back on my stream too, sir.
So as soon as I saw this deck, and the other guys will confirm this, I was like, no! What are you doing? How could you? You were the chosen one. So I'm just going to read the Pokemon list, and that's all I'm going to read. I'm going to let someone else read the next part, all right? We have 2. Heat Rotom from Ultra Prism. Number 24. 2. Mo Rotom from Ultra Prism number 14. 4. Rotom from Ultra Prism number 50. And 2. Frost Rotom from Ultra Prism number 41. I'll also read the energy count too, because there are none.
There's no energy count. So this is a Rotom deck, which I never thought I would hear that coming out of my mouth ever. Especially after how much we bashed the Rotoms on our review episode. These, of course, to remind you guys, these are all the Rotoms that have the same ability, meaning that if you have 9 or more tools on your discard pile, their attacks are free. Problem is that, are their attacks are even good? I have no idea, honestly. Its trainer cards are interesting. Go, take it away, Sublime.
Okay, we got a lot. 4 Fighting Fury Belt, 4 Bursting Balloon, 4 Rescue Stretcher, an Assault Vest, 3 Sophocles, 4 Professor Sycamores, 2 Nest Balls, 4 Cynthia, 4 Escape Rope, 3 Field Blower, 2 Guzma, 1 Revive, 4 Choice Bands, 4 Floatstones, and 4 Ultra Balls.
And that's a lot of tools.
That's a lot of trainers. As it needs to be.
And it's 50 trainers count, by the way, if you guys at home didn't, we're not keeping count. This is a 50 trainer deck with 10 Pokemons in it. I love that Sigma made one, took one notice. What was that, Sigma?
The revive. There's a revive.
That's the single revive. And just in case you need to revive one of those Rotoms. You have just one, and it's just great.
We should probably up the count to 4 field lowers, because we know we're actually just targeting our own Pokemon with those.
Yeah, exactly. Just up that count. Maybe take out that revive. I don't know. But yeah, the field blowers must be out. Does he even have Sycamores? Yes, 4 Sycamores. Yes, there we go.
Like a great card for that.
Yeah, no, it has to be. So basically, the premise of this deck is pretty simple. Put as many tools you need into this card pile, and then attack for free away with Rotoms. Interesting deck. 10 Little Men. Definitely a very special snowflake kind of deck. And I mean that in the individual type, not in the insulting way they use online to trolls.
Nobody should look into?
What?
Gorgeists.
All right. Could you remind us what Gorgeist did?
Gorgeist, for a double colorless, you get to discard any number of tool cards you have in play, and it does more damage based on that. I think the number is 60.
What set did that came out? Was it that?
It was either the last Crimson Invasion, or it was...
Yeah, it's a great card for this deck.
But what's important is it's a Gorgeist and not a Pumpkaboo, because if you're a Pumpkaboo, you're probably going to be Night Marching, and we don't like that here.
We don't. But the other thing is it requires energy, and this deck has none.
Yeah, so, but it's only 4 DCE. You're not running anything else.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 10 Little Men. Thank you for sending your email. An interesting deck. And finally, we have one more from Vagrant Red. Take it away, Sigma.
Hey, Jushiro and co-hosts. Vagrant Red speaking. How has your day been? Me? How sweet of you to ask. I'm doing well myself. I have a deck I'm working on that the kind, helpful people on the Discord have helped me with, and I'd appreciate any and all input I receive. I have yet to playtest it due to waiting for my cards to arrive via the postal service. Also, I apologize that it doesn't have the set the cards are from, because I had to handwrite the list. But they are the cards you probably think they are.
Yeah.
Enough rambling, here it is. And it is a Glaceon GX Decidueye GX deck. So, yay. Alright. So, let's start off with the Pokemon. We have 3 Eevee. We'll assume that it's Energy Evolution Eevee, because...
Yeah, the good one.
You shouldn't be playing any of the other ones. Then we've got 2 Glaceon GX, 1 Glaceon EX, 4 Rowlet, 2 Dartrix, 4 Decidueye, 2 Azorua, 2 Zoroark GX, and 2 Tapu Lele GX.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this case, guys, this is based on Glaceon GX. Glaceon GX, it has the ability that blocks other GX and EX Pokemon abilities. I mean, no, that's Leafeon.
From your opponent.
No, from your opponent. No, that is Glaceon, sorry.
Yeah.
From your opponent. And then it has the Glaceon EX that doesn't require evolution because it's an EX. And that one is for the evolution that automatically makes your opponent devolve all of his Pokemon to...
No, that's Espeon.
Wait, that's Espeon? Which Glaceon is this one?
Speaking of Espeon, you should probably put an Espeon EX in here. That could actually do some work.
Yeah. No, that's right. This is the one that protects you from evolutions.
Yes, that's...
There we go. I confused the one, the Eevees. Yes, this is the evolution one, meaning that when you attack... if your opponent is using an evolution Pokemon, Glaceon is protected from any damage from it. And of course, it has a Decidueye, which costs 2 damage counters on your opponent, as an ability, and Zoroark, of course, with trade, and Tapu Lele. What do you guys think here? I think you should up the Glaceon GX count to one more.
I think you should, well... Finding the Glaceon GX isn't as important as finding the energy to evolve the Glaceon GX.
Mm, true.
If we're being fair. Like, you don't really need that. Maybe you could run 3, and you'd probably be okay. But, like, you don't need to find them. You just need to find the water energy, which is what I want to talk about in the energy section. But
Yep. Go ahead. If you want to tackle the trainers and the energy, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, trainers, we have 4 Cynthia, 3 N, 2 Sycamore, 2 Bridget, 4 Enhanced Hammers, 2 Field Blowers, 2 Rescue Stretchers, 3 Evo Sodas, and 4 Rare Candy.
Okay, and the energies?
4 DCE, 4 Unit Energy, with it, which is the Grass, Water, Fire, and 4 Water Energy.
Here we go. So what do you want to talk about the energies? Go ahead.
I feel like you should want more water energy, like as much as the unit energy is cool. You want the water energy so you can get that turn 1 Glaceon GX without too much issue. Like you probably want to take the count down to maybe 2 unit energy and maybe 6 or 7 water energy.
Yeah.
Because getting the turn 1 Glaceon is what you really, really want to do.
And that's, yeah, that's really the really important thing, because Evil Soda won't get you there on first turn, on the turn 1.
No, you need a Wally for that.
And... yeah, you need a Wally, which this deck doesn't have either. So Evil Soda can get you fine if you're not in any other turn that is not the turn you play that Pokemon or your first turn. So Evil Soda won't help you get that Glaceon. So you want to up those water energies to make sure, because Eevee's evolution, Eevee's ability allows you to evolve no matter what. No matter if you played it that turn, no matter if it's your first turn, as long as you attach an energy, you will get that Glaceon immediately.
And yeah, actually, on that note, I think it's more important to have a fourth Eevee rather than an additional Glaceon.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. It's the fourth Eevee is nice to make sure you try
if
to,
you're
start.
To start. Yeah. You want that to start
you guys are right.
consistently
yep.
as possible to shut down. If you go first, you want to shut down that opponent's Tapu Lele from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
I will up a Bridget as well. Honestly.
Yeah, because you're playing Zoroark, so who cares if you draw more?
Exactly. So, exactly. You can just get rid of them. I will up it to 3 Bridgets. That way, yeah, you can get rid of, and you can make sure to grow, because you have a lot of evolutions in this deck.
Yeah, you want the Bridget turn 1, and if you don't have to Tapu Lele for it, then yay. That's really good.
Exactly. So you just bridge it on turn 1 and then just go on away, because you need a lot of space, which is understandable that you have only 2 Tapu Leles. You need space in your bench, and Tapu Leles just takes space. So if you can draw that Bridget by yourself on turn 1, that's the best case scenario, honestly. Okay, so thanks again. Keep up the great work, Vagrant Red. Very respectfully, I might add. Thank you so much, Vagrant, for sending your emails. Now, guys, that's it for Deck of the Episode. Which deck do you guys enjoy the best?
I think there's actually 2 front runners here, and it's actually a really hard choice.
I actually like all of them.
I do like all of them, actually.
In different ways.
I do, too. So, we have, to recap real quick, we have our boy Doc McStuffles with the Weavile Murkrow deck. Hunchcrow, sorry, deck that depends on your opponent to have abilities and causes lots of damage if your opponent plays it. Just completely punishes your opponent to play abilities, which is a nice way, a nice type of gameplay that I like, punishing your opponent for playing cards. I actually like that. So that's one. Telenoman brings us a really weird Rotom deck, which I love because of how weird it is.
It's a meme deck.
Huh?
It's a meme deck.
Yeah, it definitely is a meme deck, and it's just so much fun. It just seems like it's a blast to play. Just discard as many cards as you can. Put those Rotoms down and just wreak havoc as best as you can. We haven't even discussed the fact that, hey, this covers a lot of weaknesses.
Yeah, but it doesn't hit very hard. And
that is true. That is
like,
true.
I don't think any of them except Frost Rotom hit for more than 70 or something. So
yeah.
Actually,
it's a little
didn't Heat Rotom hit for 80?
Okay, well, still, it's not...
The one he has 4 of hits for 120.
Okay.
But then it can't attack the next turn.
Okay. Wow, that's, yeah.
Well, that doesn't help. Probably going to die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But.
And then we have Vagrant with the Glaceon Decidueye deck with that is Vagrant Red. So I'm going to vote first. I honestly like that Weavile Hunchcrow deck. I'm going to vote for that one. What about you, Sublime?
Oh my gosh, this is so hard.
These are good decks. Yeah,
they're
like
fun.
I said, guys,
they're all fun decks.
Exactly, and that's what we measure. And that very important, guys. So if you guys have not mailing at all because you're afraid that, oh, they're going to bash my... We really go by what looks like fun.
I'm a really critical person. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Me, never. But, I've never noticed that.
And I legitimately think all of these decks are fun.
Yep. I'm wearing the back
tournament or nothing, but they're all fun. They look fun to play, honestly. I'm going to give it to the Honchkrow Weavile deck as well, because I love a good dark type, you know.
You know how to get into Sublime's heart. Just reach for darkness.
Just like my heart of darkness, exactly.
And, well, even though that basically means it wins, I still want to know, what is your pick, Sigma?
Well, I'm willing to bash Ton Little Man because I know who he is. So, yeah, no, that was never in the running for me. you see, and biased-wise, I really hate Glaceon as a Pokemon, so...
Really? You? Come on.
It's my least
favorite. How can you hit Glaceon?
It's my least favorite evolution.
Can we just talk about why does everyone need to own a Glaceon in the anime? That's why. May gets one, Cynthia gets one. Like, why? Why? It's a terrible type. Like, why are you getting an ice type? Your Eevee can be anything it wants to be, so it wanted to be fragile.
Because it's adorable. Look at those bangs.
First, you wanted to other evolution.
If you wanted to use Blizzard, you should have chosen Vaporeon. So anyway, yeah, making
Vaporeon the true ice evolution.
I love Vaporeon. My favorite evolution. So you might call Glaceon a pale imitation.
Yeah. Oh snap! It is a pale blue. Get it? Get it? I had to overexplain. I had to overexplain the joke because that makes it better.
Although you know what. I don't play much physical TCG, but if I were to build a deck, it would probably be like a water toolbox with Glaceon GX, because if you can't play Tapu Lele, you play against it.
Yes.
Yes. That is fair. So yeah, anyways, I'm making it a consensus with the Weavile deck.
There we go. Weavile wins across the board. And we have to say, it's not only Weavile. I'm sorry, we've been doing this wrong. It's Wiggly Wiggly Weavile wins the deck of the episode. I don't know. I know I've been saying in the past few episodes that we're putting these decks on Reddit. I have to go to the Real EV to see if that's happening. If it's not happening, it's totally my fault because I haven't been following up with him on it. But we had discussed that the Real EV was going to put all these decks on the Reddit space in Puckle. So you guys can go there, give your own opinions, check if you like it. Just tell Doc McStuffles how much you like or dislike his deck and just have a blast discussing it. So there we go. I wish I had a badge, by the way. I'm going to talk to Thatch to see if we can get a badge for you guys for Deck of the Episodes, because I really see that you guys enjoy this section. I really enjoy it as well. So we're gonna keep on doing this, and it's a lot of fun. Now we're gonna move on to Trainer's Mail. I'm not even gonna play the segment cutter because it's just one email that we had. Like I said in the previous episode, we want both types of emails. If you want to submit a deck, please do it. That's awesome. If you just want to say hello or have a different question and don't have a deck to send, also, please send an email. In this case, we have our boy Golden Klefki sending his own email. He says, "Oh, hello, all you wonderful Puckle people. The Golden Klefki here with a question for you. I love coming up with ideas for cards that I would make if I could. So my question is, if you could make one card for the TCG, what would that be? Mine would be a Klefki GX, of course. It would have Fairy Lock. An ability that would limit your opponent to play one item per turn. Maybe a decent damaging move like Drain Kiss and Recycle GX. A move that would allow you to shuffle some item cards from your discard back into your deck or maybe your hand. Anyway, I would love to hear you guys come up with what you guys would come up with. Thanks for always being awesome, guys. Until next time, jingle, jingle." That's awesome. I loved your idea about the Klefki until you said decent damaging attack. It's a Klefki. Let's hold our expectations a little bit slow down there. I totally am in favor of a Fairy Lock type of ability for a Klefki. That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe put a low damaging attack on it, and then a Recycle GX sounds awesome. Sublime, I know this is out of nowhere, but you're on the spot. What's your perfect card?
I got it. As an agent of chaos, here's what I want in the game.
Aha.
Forest of giant plants, water forest of giant plants, fire forest of giant plants,
or can we just say Shrine forest. Of Evolution?
Yeah.
And just have one card for all of them?
There was at one time.
Yeah, Shrines of Memories, was it? Shrines of something.
Broken?
No, I want each type, and I want you to have to fight for the stadium.
There we go. Okay. Fair enough. I'm going to give mine before Sigma. I want a Jolteon GX. And I want a Jolteon GX that its first attack for one lightning can deal 80 damage, and you can only use this on turn one. It's pretty basic, right? It's not that big. Or maybe let's put it 150. No, because that will automatically KO. That's too much. 80's fine. I think 80's fine. Turn one lightning can do 80 on even on your first turn, but then it's not available for the rest, right? So that will balance it out. You can only use it on turn
one. Why not make it turn evolves instead?
You're just going to Acerola that. We all know you.
Yeah, just make it the turn it evolves. That way you don't have to be playing the Energy Evolution EV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, the turn it evolves, that's a good one. And then its second attack will be something pretty straightforward. I even say 110 damage for two lightnings and one colorless. And let's say when it hits, you can grab an energy from your discard pile and put it in one of your Pokemon. And then GX attack, we can do something really crappy because it's both attacks are pretty good, actually. Let's see, just something like 30 damage for each Pokemon in your opponent's bench for the GX attack. There we go. That's my Jolteon GX. That was pretty balanced out. What about you, Sigma?
Okay, so I'm going to be a little selfish here and make something to make my favorite Pokemon a little better.
Okay.
So picture a Lileep. But it doesn't have to be restored from a fossil.
Blasphemy, sir. How dare you? How dare you? How can
boring.
That even happen?
It's a little boring. But it lets you play Cradilly cards.
Because... What if they just made a Cradilly EX?
Ooh, we could do that, but we're done making EXs.
We're
so.
Done making EXs.
So sad.
Yeah. What do you mean so sad? We were like a whole year bashing how much we hated EX. And now that they're gone, you're saying too bad?
I was not on the hate train. So.
You were not? I recall that we were pretty unanimous saying that we hated EX Pokemon.
Maybe, but I don't remember being on
that. Oh, right. Fake news.
I have a lot of hate in my heart, so it's totally possible.
Considering how bad most of the EXs are right now. I mean, it's like there's Volcanion just hanging out, and he's all that's left.
Yeah, it's just a lone, standalone last man standing in the world of EX. In a world where EX used to rule, one EX still remains. What was that?
Still shows up occasionally, I suppose. He's one of the better ones.
There's a few things.
Like what?
Darkrai.
You still play Darkrai EX?
Yeah, the Darkrai got the GX, which goes with the EX, you know? So
and they also had the Ultra Prism one.
Exactly. So Darkrai's just doing his Darkrai thing, you know.
He just exists in a corner.
Can we just talk about how egocentric Darkrai is? It's like you can only really make a successful Darkrai deck as long as you have all the Darkrais in the world.
I mean, it's better than Suicune that didn't even get an EX card.
Yeah,
poor Suicune. Right? Talk about it. Talk about a legendary that has the short end of the stick. We never got an EX. We don't know if we're ever gonna GX on it. That's right. That's one abandoned legendary.
We got Raikou or GX coming out next month, but nothing about it.
We had an Entei EX.
Entei got its own Pokemon version, so they're not allowed to give it anything else.
So you got Crystal. That's enough for you, sir.
Yeah, and then it gets to be playable in Pokken tournament. What about Raikou and Suicune there? Or and Raikou and Entei for that, right? So Suicune's gotten enough. They're like, they can't have any good cards.
You say that, but then we have Mewtwo and Charizards everywhere else.
Yeah, but those are like mascots, and Suicune is not a mascot.
It was that's a mascot true. For like a year, and then we moved on.
Poor Suicune. Pray for Priest Suicune. Everyone, hashtag save Suicune. okay, so that's it, guys, for the mailbag. Thank you so much, Golden Klefki. That was a great email. That was a lot of fun. But we're not done yet. We're not done. No. Because everyone's favorite segment is coming up next. And that is Pokemon 15 Questions. So we will be right back.
Who's that Pokemon?
And we are back to everyone's favorite section of the podcast, and that's Pokemon 15 questions. Who's that Pokemon? And this is the part where we try to stump our co-hosts into guessing what Pokemon I'm thinking. You guys know the rules. No internet, no Pokedexes, not even 3DSs. You have to put those down, lower those browsers down. No guides either. Now, no questions about Pokedex entries, numbers, or... Oh, entries, yes, but those hardly come up. I mean, no numbers, no region specific or version specific questions either. It has to be in-game information only. With that being said, I have a Pokemon. The turns will be Sublime, followed by Sigma, coming back to Sublime. And with that, we start right now by saying, Sublime, who is that Pokemon?
Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
It is.
Can I hatch this Pokemon out of an egg?
You can. Go for Sublime.
That's good. Does this Pokemon have two types?
No. Go for Sigma.
So we know it's a basic. Do we want to find out if it has two stages to guess?
Yeah, that's a good starting point.
Does this Pokemon have three stages in it, or two stages? You know what I mean.
More than three Pokemon in
it. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Go for Sigma. Okay, Sublime, sorry.
Does this Pokemon's evolution have the same type it does?
It does. Go for Sigma.
I can get another one,
alright. Does this Pokemon have any immunities based on type?
Yes, it does. Go for Sigma. Ooh, okay,
so let's break that down real quick. So types with immunities: ground, fairy, flying,
steel,
ghost, normal. What am I forgetting?
You got steel?
Steel. Yeah, that's one.
So dark steel, fairy.
Dark.
Normal, ghost, ground, flying.
I think that's all of them.
I feel like there's one more, but maybe I'll come
that's
to it.
Seven types with immunities. That's a lot. Jeez,
I feel like there's eight.
Hold up. Are there eight? Okay, let's go through it real quick. Bug, grass, dark, fire.
Yeah, it's not the starter types. It's not...
I was going to say, grass doesn't have an immunity.
No, I was just listing types in my head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, is it that? No.
Maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to need a question.
Yes, you are going to need a question.
Weak to fighting might work.
Yeah, how many of those are weak to fighting?
Normal's weak to fighting, dark's weak to fighting, and steel's weak to fighting.
Yeah, that's a good one then. Is this Pokemon weak to fighting?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Is normal, well, steel, or dark?
That's question eight, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so it's a two-stage monotype, steel, dark, air, normal. Are there any mono steel types?
That was seven.
There is.
That only have two stages?
No, there's only four mono steel types at all.
Like, I thought the Clink line was most of them.
Three of them are the Clink line, and I think the fourth one is Mega Aggron.
Okay. I should start including Megas in these.
All right.
Just to amp.
Let's figure out if it's dark or normal, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
Is this Pokemon immune to psychic?
It is.
It's a dark type! Yay! and it evolves once. Oof, this is hard now.
Okay, so we have Zorua, Poochyena.
A Purloin.
Yeah.
Purloin. What other mono dark types are there? That only evolved once. That also evolved into an exclusively dark type.
Right.
Oh, Alolan Meowth. My favorite Meowth. Alolan Meowth.
Gonna need a question.
Whose question is it?
This is gonna be question nine now.
No, but whose question is it?
I think it's Sublime, right?
All right.
Sigma,
yeah,
answer. Yeah.
Psychic, so.
Is this Pokemon...
So we have two cats and a fox.
We have... Two cats, a fox, and a dog. Is this a cat-like Pokemon?
It is.
Okay. Purloin or Aimia? Or Alolan Meowth?
Okay, does this Pokemon have a coin on its head?
No, it doesn't. All question right. 10.
I think we have it.
I feel like we do, too.
Go ahead.
Is this Pokemon Purloin?
It is. Congratulations. I knew I shouldn't have picked that fighting type question really nailed it.
Fighting's a stupid type. It's good against, like, what, 5 types, 6 types?
Yeah, it was better before fairies, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I always said that really fairy good. Did not have to be super effective against dark. I think they pushed that in.
Like,
I do not
you know
why.
What? Here's the thing, because dark is my favorite type, so you know I was bitter about it. But
yeah. I was bitter, and you know
I
that I think dark
have
side sucks.
Dark or been super effective, but not both.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's that once you introduce fighting as being super effective against dark, that's it. You balance that thing out. The fact that they added, like, fairy to me was, like, insult to injury.
It's fine, because dark only had 2 weaknesses, and now it has 3. But they made it a little better, because then steel don't resist it no more.
And it's immune
now
to...
now it's immune to...
But
prankster?
Fightings are still so common, though.
Are they?
They are! Are they?
I mean...
I don't think they are.
Fairies are
I mean, I'm not thinking competitively, though.
No,
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm thinking, well, like, game-wise, like,
fairies.
Completing
fairies
the game.
I mean, fairies are now just Tapu, though.
Yeah, that's a truth.
Yeah, that is true, too. That's now, and with that, guys, marks the end of the episode. This is a fun episode. Late in the second half of the game, of the episode, I had a lot of fun. I mean, the first half too, but the second half was great. So this marks the end of the episode. So here's the rigmarole. Guys, if you like what you hear, please, please, please follow us on Twitter at Paco Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/PacoPodcast or facebook.com/PacoTCG for our Facebook group. There you can contact us, communicate with us, put your own deck of the episode if you, decks list that you want to rate or have suggestions. You can also put it there. Go to our Reddit at r/puckle. There we will be posting the decks of the episode that have won. We have a Tumblr as well, pucklepodcast.tumblr.com. make sure you review us on iTunes, because every single time you review us, that means that more people can see us and join the community. Now also, if you can, and if you want to help the community, please donate to Puckle through either directly to the website or on our Patreon. Every time you do, that money goes directly into community. We don't actually get paid for this. We don't get paid. We do what we do with that money. All the prizes that I just said that it's going to be for the tournament, that's where it comes from. PuckleCon, that's where it comes from. This money goes back to you guys as a community, every single cent of it. So go ahead and join us as a Patreon. Thatch is giving out some amazing prizes. So right now what's going on for patrons is, even if you, I don't know the exact...
That's over now, I believe. That was last month.
The what?
Where he had all the patrons be on one tier.
It's a new month.
Oh, it's a new month. Yeah, no, but what I was going to say, that one of the prizes, for example, is the having the... the Blackthorn Council members will have their own cards, and they're pretty sweet. They're awesome.
Let's just be clear, it's going to be more than the Blackthorn Council once they finished all of those. So,
oh, that is true. It's the Viridian Guild, actually. Yeah, there is going to be a Sublime card, that's for sure. So stay tuned for those. That's going to be a lot of those are really fun. He already distributed both the
I love Bosifus's card. Wait till you see it.
Oh, Bosifus cards is amazing. I really like Whimsicott's card as well. It's hilarious. We should actually read those here on the next episode so you guys see. And yeah, join Patreon to get cards from us. It's hilarious. We burn each other. I like Thatch episode. I helped write Thatch's card and made his weakness to fire because it's burn. And also his Pokemon ability is hashtag Roast Thatch, where it's like he's immune to paralyze and poison, but he takes double damage from burn. it's just for fun. It's great. You guys enjoy it. And yeah, Bosifus card is amazing. It's coming out your way soon. And of course, if you want to join a community, I know we have lots of listeners to just listen to us. And hey, mwah, I love you guys just as much. But if you want a little bit more Puckle, a little bit about us, join Discord. Go to Discord. There you can find all Puckleonians just 24 hours a day having discussions about either video game, TCG, trading cards, trading Pokemon in the game. Anything Pokemon related, you will find it in Discord. You want to chat? There's chat. It's just an amazing community. Of course, like always, the link to the description is on this episode. Do that. And speaking about links to things, remember, we have officially started the registration for the April 1st annual Puckle TCG tournament. That's a lot of words coming out of my mouth. Where you can register for the April 1st tournament that's coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. Please join us. Please participate. Please participate through the whole thing, because it's about having fun and building friends and community. So please go ahead and stay tuned for that. Now, with that being said, Sublime, you know I love you. Thanks for having, for being here.
It's reciprocal.
Sigma, I love you too, man. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, it's been a good time.
And with that, guys, that you can already hear the music playing in the background, it is the end of the show. Catch you all on the flip-flop and see you all soon. Adios.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.